See you there. God bless.
You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Today, on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I believe one of the things God is going to do when we see him, he's going to show you what you could have done. Oh my, if you would just listen to the word and apply it, he's going to show you how he wanted to launch you into new heights. You settle for the porridge. You settle like Saul. You're going to settle for the stuff just for a birthright. Jacob said, man, give me your birthright. I'll give you something. Sure. Many of us have done the same thing when God wanted us to go to higher ground.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Be Bold, Be Strong. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Judges chapter 3, verses 1 through 9 and 31.
You better get yourself together and obey God and reserve the anointing that's on your life, because it's always for a future purpose. You're not anointed for now. You're anointed for your future. Something is coming over the hills. Something you haven't seen yet. You used to just prodding cattle. I'm just going to take care of this. Yeah, I know I'm anointed, but it got me doing that. I can do more. Really? Are you handling this right? Can you herd oxen? Do you know how to wield it? Do you know how to work it? Do you know how to run them? You ain't got no sheep dog. Ain't nobody helping you. Ain't no help coming. Ain't no 911. But as you do what you do, God is perfecting you. You got to fight off bears and lions and stuff with your cattle prod. And God is training you for what's about to come over the hill that you didn't see yet. Glory to God. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. And God is trying to get us ready for what's coming. Many of us are still weeping over what we lost. And you're not ready for what's coming. That's why when there's a loss, the scripture says, strengthen that which remains, lest it die as well. And we can't stay in this ditch too long, crying over what's gone, and we fail to pour into what's right around us. Or we mistreat what's around us. And God will use what's around you to grow you. Your heart don't grow. Your stature doesn't grow because you're around healthy people. They could be healthy and you may be sick. God uses situations to perfect the saints for the work of ministry.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I talked about it this morning. A man without a mission is dangerous. He's aimless. Don't come to AIM. Don't come to men's fellowships, but want to hang out with women. And y'all coddle them, man. You just, ooh, you're so sweet and all this other stuff, man. Listen, get with the man. Get with the men of God. Connect, man. Just because he's good for you doesn't mean he's good for the nations of the world. Because a woman can't prepare men for war. You can't. It's impossible. They must be around another man. It takes a man to pull on the gabor. You can love him all day. He will just keep being loved. You got to get him around a man so the man can pull on the might that's in him. And he's not going to always coddle him and tell him he's nice looking. My God. Man, I'm preaching better than y'all saying amen, but I'm going to keep preaching. Men in the African-American community have been raised with their mothers. They're used to that. They're not used to a masculine man that's saying, stop playing games and get out of the mirror. You want to make sure every hair is right? That's what you're doing? You don't need hair. You need money, man. Come on. living in a time now where the man's hair is his glory. Men, man, oh, I got to make sure it's right, man. Make sure it's right. The man's glory is the woman. Woman. The woman's glory is hair. Take care of it, woman. That's what you should be, making sure your hair is right. You the glory of a man. You got a man beating you into the room. He want to do this so you would compliment him. That ain't masculinity. Cut that stuff off, man. Get some money in your pocket. And you got to watch the money, because the root of all evil is the love of it. So you got to balance it out. You got to tie it so you won't love it. Wherever your treasure is, that's where your heart will be. So give God some so you'll stop loving the money. It's just a tool. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I need it, but I don't love it. I need it, but I don't love it. Say, I need it, but I don't love it. All right, that's the balance there. I need it, but I don't love it. That's not my life. I use it for his glory. It's a means of exchange, equal exchange, reciprocal. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, I made more money. Then next year, your debt ratio is increased because you spent more money. No discipline. And God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of sound mind. You make more money, but you spend more. Thank you, God. That's why we should be in the church. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The ites and all of the other ites in the church are not just people. It's the way you spend. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. It's the way you deal with money, the way you see about money. Glory to God. So a man without a mission is dangerous. He needs to come to the men's ministry. Amen. That's how he gets his mission. It's boring, yeah, because you want to sit in the stand and see men kick pigskins and all of that, and everybody talking about their team, but what do you do? Where's your team? Do you have a strategy? Do you have a red zone? What do you do in the red zone? Do you know how to go on the defense and then be on the offense? Anybody ever taught you that? How do you deal with your money? How do you deal with a mentor? How do you deal with a mistress? How do you deal with a master? Anybody ever told you that? Anybody ever talked to you about how do you control yourself and your appetites? Anybody ever taught and mentored you on what you do when you're 13, 14, 15, 16? Mama gonna say, get it. That's my boy, get it. Some dad is like, get it, man, get it. No, you gotta tell them how to stop it. Because they may get into a situation they can't get out of. One moment of pleasure can be 20-something years of heartache, and you playing games. That's why they need to be around, man. Man needs a mission, not a mistress. He needs a what? A mission. Where's the mission? Why do you get up in the morning? Oh, I'm up with you. Hey, sweetheart. Hey, baby. You better go to work. Hey, baby, listen, man, where's your mission, son? You're not a crook, son, you're just a shook one. Get your mission, man. So a man without a mission is dangerous. He's just aimless, but a man with a mission has focus. Get this morning's teaching. Major focus. He has certain things that accompanies him. He's going to have a routine. Can't be locked at it, but we thank God that you do have a routine. You go to work. You do what you're supposed to do. You come home. That's good. But let's broaden that. Let's make sure that the branches of your routines has flowers and foliage coming out. Make it beautiful instead of just routine and roots. We need to have some foliage with it. Do you have personality? Instead of I just pay bills. I mean, I'm preaching today. So not only does a man need a mission, man without a mission is aimless, like a vagabond. It's like a captain of a ship without the helm, without the steering of the ship. It is like a ship without a compass. A man without a helm, a captain without a helm, he's just floating and floating on. But that helm makes him turn. It gives him the ability to turn. He still needs a watchman. He needs somebody standing out. Come on, Titanic, that can see stuff instead of being drunk all of the time. Where's the watchman? Because there's a little iceberg coming out of the water, but there's a whole large, a huge piece of ice underneath the surface. And if we don't have a watchman to give us a warning, the captain, because nobody else can turn the helm but the captain. Just like we don't expect our kids to turn us. They need to be kids first. Versus now they're directing everything. We need to be turning. Captain needs to be turning. And everybody learn how to soldier underneath. If you ever get on a ship, man, you can't take over. That mutiny you get, man, you'll get shot. Listen, in the military, that's a serious situation. I was on a ship on my way to mainland Japan, coming from Okinawa, and it was a typhoon, and the ship was just shaking. And foolishly, I just opened up the door. I wanted to see. But man, the wind was blowing so much and it caught me, and it took all of my strength to pull that door shut. You laughing, but I'm serious. It took all of my strength. And I finally closed it. And I got this vision that I could have been swept away and nobody would have found me. So anybody talking about pride with me, God always takes me to that moment that he saved me. My curiosity could have killed me. You never would know me. And I would never be found. Because I wanted to see what it looked like. There's some storms you don't need to see. There's some stuff you don't need to experience. You need to trust what I tell you. You're too young to experience it or to have the wisdom of the ancients. You need to stay in your place. Moses was told by God, the angel is coming through called death, and he's going to strike down the firstborn. I need you to take a hyssop branch, killed a spotless lamb, and put the blood over the doorpost. Here's the unwritten instruction. Do not leave the house. Stay in the house. Because when I see the blood, I pass. If you're in the street now, this won't apply. Oh my God, help me, Jesus. Some of us want the blood to cover us, but we're all out of the house, straddle. We don't even want to get connected with the plan of God and the obedience of God, but we want all of the benefits that God has. I want to encourage you to get back in the house. Get at the table. Hallelujah. Make sure the lampstand is on. Eat what he told you to eat. Obey God, and the death will pass over you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man with a mission is important.
Thank you, Lord.
One man, one mission is important. And here this wonderful man named Shamgar. As I shared this morning, his name means sword. He's raised up by God, one man, to defeat 600 soldiers. He's the judge, though, but he didn't apply for the job. He's just taking care of ox. And all of a sudden, he looks over the horizon, and 600 warriors are coming over the horizon. He can't call 911. He can't say, wait a minute, I'm not trained. They never trained me. Nobody ever called me. He can't depend on nobody. He is the last stronghold before they get to the town where all of these babies and women here who never fought. And if he don't stop them, they're going to rape them and kill them. They're going to take the babies, this is what they're known for, and smash them against rocks and rape the women. He says, I got to stand in the gap, and I don't have no training at all to make sure, not on my watch, you don't get past me to nobody. He's got to eradicate fear. Because fear would tell him you're not prepared, and you're not ready, and you never had the training. Oorah, you were never a Marine. Oorah. What do they say in the Army? Oorah. What do they say in the Air Force? There's got to be a battle cry, right? What is it? Just say amen. Say amen. Amen. Let the people say it. I want you to think about the scene now. He's not ready. He's not prepared. He's not a warrior. His name means sword, but he's not carrying one. And how many of us, we've never lived up to our name? How many of us, we got stuff we're able to camouflage, but we really never lived up to our true potential? We always settle for lower ground. I believe one of the things God is going to do when we see him, he's going to show you what you could have done. Oh my God. If you would just listen to the word and apply it, he's going to show you how he wanted to launch you into new heights. You settle for the porridge. You settle like Saul. You're going to settle for the stuff just for a birthright. Jacob said, man, give me your birthright. I'll give you something. Sure. Many of us have done the same thing when God wanted us to go to higher ground. His profession, he was a farmer. Say farmer. Farmer. Not a warrior. The tool he had in his hand was a stick, an ox goad. Not a knife or sword. His enemy, a trained in battle tactics, carrying armor. And as a farmer, he had no armor. No armor as a farmer. Yet, a moment in his life came where he cannot run. He had to grip it. Say grip it. He had to grip what's in his hand and not let it go. And I think many of us are holding that which we have in our hand loose. Oh, if you had a microphone, it'll fall out your hand. Just so loose about everything, taking nothing serious. Or taking nothing serious until you grab a mic. Now, I want everybody to know I'm anointed. But what do you do when you don't have one? What are you gripping? Do you grip your family? Do you grip your ministry? I'm talking about really grip it. Do you grip your attitude? You grip it and tell it to get in order. Do you grip your ministry function like that? No, I can't just hang out. I got something to do. Or Saturday night, I'm not going to hang out because I got something to do. See, a lot of people got it twisted. I'm going to shake it like it's hot Friday night and Saturday, and then I'll come and do what I need to do. But we got to understand God is looking at all that we do, and he wants us to grip his word and grip our commitment to him. Let that stick, Lord of God, be your battle axe. Yes, amen. It's insignificant, right, in war, but not for this man. He used what he has, and courage rose up in the man. The Bible doesn't even say that there's some supernatural strength that came on him like Samson. But we know there was intervention. I believe grace was on his life. And when you have a need and there's threats and you got to stand up, I believe God gives us strength. Yeah. And if you know anything about baseball, these guys get tired after swinging a bat maybe 8 times, but swing it 600. You know he got tired and he had to face his exhaustion and kept moving with it. Because if you get past me, you're going to tear down the whole city. Not only that, you're only 600. There are thousands who are going to follow. And if I stop you, then maybe they'll turn back. I'm preaching up here, but who's watching for the iceberg? I'm preaching here, but who's really standing in the gap, man? And making sure that the 600 coming over your hill is not getting into the mainframe. They're after our daughters, man. They're after our sons. They're after our families. They don't care. Look what's happening in America. It is not enemies that's coming over heels in America. It's you and I that won't do what God is telling us to do. We don't sing Amazing Grace. We let our boys do whatever they want. We coddle their stuff. We don't give them some type of direction. We don't come into the house of the Lord like we should. I'm not putting you down. I'm just showing you what's in the text. We need to climb that mountain, and we need to say when we see the 600, instead of saying, I can't do it, you got to say, not on my watch. Say, not on my watch. I'm not letting the enemy come through my gate. Glory to God. No, not until all of you up. It's not happening. I got my eye on the enemy. And as a shepherd, don't you want me to have clear vision? I want you to have clear vision because I'm not in your village. I don't know what's happening over your hill. Do you have anything in your hand to stop them until I get there? Can you hold them off? It's going to take me 20 minutes to get to you. What if I can raise you up to release fear and you can face your foes? God may work a miracle in your life, but you got to grip it. Oh my God. So be audacious, be strong. Boldness is the courageous confidence, the courageous confidence that moves us to action. It's courageous confidence that moves us to action to do what is right. The courageous confidence to take action to do what is right, to do what is necessary. If you're called to a purpose, then you got to face fears and opposition and do what's right. Boldness or audacity also says you must take risk. Man, I'm speaking to people who have some faith too. See, we want everything to come easy, but there's a boldness that God wants to rise up in us. And when you have faith, you got to learn to be bold with it. Slightly audacious, but not too much. It's an attitude. It's a quiet confidence. It's an unshakable confidence. It's a quiet assertive. You don't have to say it, but it's in your eyes. It's in your demeanor. I'm with you. I can tell when people who have faith get around me. It's with their posture. I'm with it. Whatever comes our way, I'm with it. Glory to God. I'm with it. I'm a ride or die. Glory. I'm not going to run because the enemy is coming. I'm not going to run because I feel some kind of way. I'm going to stand with it no matter what. That boldness needs to rise up in the people of God. See, there has been this wooing, even in the church, that men are supposed to be weak and shouting, chesticating, and chesticating through the church. That's that man. Look at it. Look at that's the anointing. No, I move like this. I move like this. I move like this. I'm a man, and I'm not going to sit there and chicken scratch for you. This is how we move. That's why some of the guys won't come. Because we're supposed to be nice and coddling, but when there's an enemy, you better grab your stick. I don't know what you're looking for, but that ain't this kind of church we're in. You better rise up, man. A lion outside, you talking about what, baby, go and get it? You better rise up. You got it, baby. You got it. No, no. Be quiet, lady. Sit down. I got it. Oh, my God. Listen, man. 600 coming over. I'm not putting you out there. 600 problems while I sit back. Where's the man? Adam, where art thou? Oh, my God. Man, he mad. Yeah, I'm mad at that laid back. When it's time to rise up, we rise up. You take your stick and fight the enemy. Just confront it. Wait. I'm not trying to be friends with the enemy. So tell me, please explain what's happening. Because we want everybody to get along. No, I'm standing in the gap. Step back. Step back now. What are you talking about, Doc? And voice change. There ain't no kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya. No, get back now. Get back. I'm sorry, y'all, but it's just the way it is. I ain't one of those kind of preachers. Come on, baby. Y'all better shout. Come on, that ain't this kind of preacher.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Be Bold, Be Strong, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
October is Pastor Appreciation Month. Join us as we celebrate a shepherd who leads tirelessly and makes a lasting impact on our church and community. Show your love and appreciation for Bishop by giving through our website, truthrevealed.org, the Truth Revealed mobile app, or Cash App at Truth Revealed 2. Checks can be made payable to Truth Revealed. Please indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line. Men, save the date. Get ready for Sixth Man 2.0 Reloaded, the 2026 Men's Advance Reloaded, happening Friday and Saturday, January 9th and 10th. Mark your calendars, set a reminder, and we'll see you at Truth Revealed for this powerful experience. New members classes are still in session. Email connect@truthrevealed.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.